Under new regulations set to take effect this weekend, alcohol at bars and restaurants can only be served to patrons who are seated at safely spaced tables and who are also ordering food. Cuomo, in a conference call with reporters, says regular bar service was never specifically authorized in outdoor dining rules, and it's led to numerous complaints of patrons not adhering to social distancing guidelines.
If you're not eating a meal and you're just drinking, then it's just an outdoor bar and people are mingling and they're not isolated in individual tables. And that's what we're seeing. Also, no walk-up bar service. All service at bar tops must be only for seated patrons who are socially distanced by 6 feet.
The state liquor authority is investigating what the governor says is significant evidence of noncompliance by numerous restaurants and bars, and will publish the names of businesses who are charged with violations of the rules. 3 violations will be cause for loss of a liquor license. Cuomo says he welcomes more photos from the public about any potential violations that they might see.
New Yorkers are outraged at these establishments. We're getting thousands of complaints, pictures, videos, etc. This is a question of public health. And New Yorkers paid a dear price for COVID, and they are equally upset with these violations.
New York City is poised to enter phase 4 of reopening Monday, the last region of the state to do so. Cuomo says a final decision will be made by 4 p.m. on Friday, but he says indoor dining will not be allowed in the city for now. He cites instances of other states where the virus is spiking at alarming rates and where some scientists believe indoor dining and bar service has contributed to the spread of the disease. New York's numbers remain low. There were fewer new hospitalizations and fewer people in the hospital because of COVID-19 on July 15th, but there were 769 new cases and 14 people died of the virus. The governor says he's worried that despite a quarantine order for travelers from nearly 24 states with high rates of infection, New York's rates will rise once more. He says 92% of those arriving on planes from those states are complying with requests to fill out forms, listing the address in New York where they will be for 2 weeks. But he admits that does not necessarily mean they are actually quarantining, and health officials are doing random checks.
Not everyone gets a knock on the door. Not everyone gets a phone call. But it's like any other law, right? You can speed, yeah, but if you get caught, you get the ticket.
And the fines are steep, up to $2,000 and possibly a court-ordered quarantine. Cuomo admits, though, that New York cannot question those driving from the other states or enforce quarantines for them. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.